Well, welcome to another Skype Fellowship. And Carl Morton, would you like to share, brother? Thank you. Bless your heart.
I can share something like that. Well, actually, I'm always blessed with what God has equipped us with. And the funny thing is that lately I renewed my telephone. I was from work, I was handed another phone, which I was able to keep, as a matter of fact. But the funny thing with these telephones is that I guess all of you guys probably have a telephone, and the funny thing with these things is that it does not go one day by before you have to upgrade or update or do something with all these crazy applications that is a part of this telephone. And the system itself needs to be updated and upgraded and I don't know what. So that even though you pay a lot of money for this thing, it was expected to be working in a good manner. But the thing is that all man makes is not perfect. It needs to be updated, upgraded, and done things with to be able to work functionally. Thinking of how God years ago established Holy Spirit and filled us with that, and that was one big upgrade, and that was the whole thing. That's the only thing that it was needed in our lives to be able to, you know, all things are new. See, all things are new, and we don't have to look back on our old presence and our old kind of life, because we have Christ within with all the applications right there for us. And I think it's quite amazing how God did this for us, in us, and enabling us without any need or upgrade to do all the things that he has equipped with us to do. And it was just a thing that dawned on me here the other day, that God is just perfect in all the ways he has made us. And we are new in all ways, in all things. Yeah, that's basically what I came to think of, since you put it on me on the spot.
That's great, Carl Morton. So I hear that you're preparing some classes, aren't you, for the youth there?
This is true. We are. We had all the. We started the youth fellowship not long ago, and it was actually the youth that requested it, because they knew that. Because as they were visiting fellowships, they realized that we have a lot to share with them, that they are blessed with being taught, and so they requested more teachings from us. So we suggested that maybe we could come up with a full class, so to speak, and they really got flabbergasted with the idea. So that's what we have been doing as oldies. You know, we have gotten together and let God inspire us to the point where we have come up with topics, and have started working on this to make it up to a class, very
comprehensive.
Say again?
Comprehensive.
Yes, comprehensive, and also compressed in a way that it's all. It's very. It's like instant coffee. You add water on it, and you get more out of it than you have to start with. We teach the foundation, very foundation, and then with the teaching itself, we give them materials to do personal studies, and if they want to have more outgoing teachings on it, we will be able to present that also. But the idea is to give them a foundational kind of a teaching over one weekend. We have counted that it will be like 10, 11 hours.
Really?
It's it's a challenge to be able to do this, but they have requested it. We have been inspired to do so, and that's what we have been working on. So we are We are in the process. Keep us in our prayers in that respect, definitely. Because it's a great work.
Yeah, and it's if God's inspired your heart through these things, and it gives them a foundation there to understand who they are in Christ, and it's really great. And because you've got how many fellowships you've got in Norway? You've got like 3 or 4 fellowships going, haven't you? There.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's really great, and God's doing some wonderful things there. So I'm really blessed that you was able to join with us and share what's going on, and we can keep that in our prayers. And it's really good that we can pray for one another because it's so important. So bro, well, if you're finished, or unless you've got anything else to share, just pick someone from the list. And
okay, what about Frank Jubilier?
Yay. That's a good one.
Yes, thank you, Carl. God bless you, and God bless you all. I'm very blessed because I was like knowing you would choose me. Then I'm very thankful to be a child of God, and knowing that God has a plan for each one of us. That I do not prepare anything. I just keep my heart burning for God. If I can say that way. And having the desire and keeping the vision for God for men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and to reconcile people to God. To make people mature in Christ, and we are right when we have the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in us, and this connection of with God. It's a free will choice to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God raised Him up from the dead. And I'm very blessed these two last days, because God opened doors for me to speak about the Word of God, about healing. Because yesterday I met some, I'm an ambulance driver, for those who don't know. And I usually go to hospital, and sometimes secretary, for the entrance or for the entrance of people. But that way I was, waiting for emergencies. And at about midday, I wanted to go to the secretary just this time for, having a meal, to buy tickets, and God opened doors to the secretary. I spoke the word of God, and she knows that I'm a believer, and I spoke about, the healing of this young boy, who was in my car, ambulance car, I bring him from Dijon to Lyon. It's from Saint-Mihiel-aux-Trois to Lyon. It's about a 2.5 hour drive. And this young guy, lose his sensitivity and motricity of his left leg. And I was like having empathy, to this young guy, he had a kind of accident, and he had some of the bones, broken, and he had surgery before, and he wear something, to maintain him. But being on holidays, he just wanted to catch a ball, and the protection, left, and when he went back on his feet, he just, feel something cracking in his back, and he lose at this time the sensitivity and motricity. And this guy was in the emergency, and we had to go and take him and bring him to another hospital, and in Lyon. Lyon is quite in the center of France. And, you know, I was like, I wanted God to do something for him. And I was driving, and the young boy, you know, was behind. Her mother was accompanying him, and I was with my colleague. And I just, you know, spoke in tongues. And during the traveling, he was healed, in fact. And I with this secretary, you know, spoke about this healing. And there is another secretary that went to, you know, and just was interesting of what I was saying, you know, about healing, about you know, being born again. And yes. And it was like that, you know, just outreach and speaking what God was energizing, you know, to be spoken. And I was blessed yesterday by that. And today was different. It's, you know, more disturbed. No, I don't think so. It's someone who wants to be. It's a woman who wants to be an ambulance driver, and she just was with us, and just to you know. Yes, it's a trainee. She was on training. I don't know, do you say, Lawrence?
Training? Perhaps. Yeah, she was training, like an apprentice, something like that?
Yes, exactly. And the colleagues, you know that I'm a believer, and I don't know, they were like having some fun with different stuff, and she was then aware that I'm a believer, and... But I'm very serious, and I know that... it was yesterday. Now she just, you know, opened her heart, and she was like interesting, and she is from Catholic background, but you know, I just listened to her, and she take care to her grandmother, and she wanted to be at her grandmother's place when she died, you know, to be here, and just you know, taking care. And it happened like that for her, and she said, and I just spoke the word of God. I made her to confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God raised him up from the dead, and she accepted it. You know, I said, perhaps you are even yet born again, because, you know, you are either from, you know, Catholic, and you certainly confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe that God raise him up from the dead. And I ministered healing, and she wanted to be ministered to for she like angoisse. So she had some stress, and you know, before she used to before sleeping, you know, before at night, you know, when she go to bed, she goes to bed like having some stress and anguish.
Yeah.
Yes, anguish.
Yeah.
Anguish. Okay, and like, you know, like having lack of breath, you know, and something like that. And I ministered to her today, you know, and I was very blessed by that. And she seems to be interesting to God. You know, I just said to her, you know, now you are connected to God. You can speak to God. You don't need me to you know, speak to God. You just you are able to minister healing, you know, and you can speak in tongues. And she was impressed by this speaking in tongues. And I said to her, if you want, you. I could instruct you to speak in tongue, and she was like she was interesting, but time was short at this time. Then we left, And I think it was an open door from God, and I'm very blessed by that. And, you know, just keeping the desire and the vision of what God wants for us to do, you know. And it's his plan and his timing and the people that he wants. And, you know, I do not do by my own strength. I just look only to God and let God work at my place. And yes, it's what I wanted to share, and I'm very blessed by what God is doing, you know, and keeping, you know, focus on Him. And any parts you got something to say?
No, just to say that just to love you, and I'm hearing
okay
what you say.
Okay, and then thank you, Lawrence.
Frank, thank you. Great sharing, thank you.
Yes, I'm very thankful to God, and I'm going to ask Anna to and Pedro to speak, please. Thank you.
Hi, everybody, again. God bless you all. It has been a really nice week, and it makes me think about all the things that God made available for us to live. His good works for us, everything that He gave us in His Spirit in us, Christ in us, everything that we can do to make the difference in this world. He was so loving that He loved the world so everybody can be then born again. But we don't need to love the world. That is great. So we just need to love people and to share with them about God's love and what Jesus Christ do for us, have done for us. So today we can direct access to God. We can speak to Him. We can open our hearts with Him. And we have a family to share also everything that God inspires us, to teach anything or to learn anything about God's Word. And it's amazing how we can have a sister or a brother in Christ in the other side of the world. We don't know them face by face, but we can share and open our hearts, and we can be healed. And we know that we are loved. There's the same way we can love others outside in the world, so they can be, we will bring joy to their lives. They will experience happiness, and they can experience joy when they have God's spirit in them. So yesterday we have the chance to love a lot someone from my family. So it was a really good surprise for them, for my aunt, and it was so it's also good for us to, when we give our from our time, when we love them, we always receive back. If not from the people, we receive from God. And it has been a really good week, really peaceful, and we can think with God a lot of things that He gave us, what we have done, how it was our day, and if we need to change something, or how can we bless someone in our work, in the coffee shop, wherever. It will be always an open door to love them and to bring them to God, because we are here to reconcile people with God, and then they have a direct way to God. They can speak with Him. If they need the help, we can help them. But we just give Him the way to go directly to God, and it's what we can do the best. It's to give people to God, to reconcile them to God. So it's my sharing for today. I'll pass to Pedro.
Hello, everybody. To share is just completing what Hannah shared, because I'm going to tell you about last night. What happened is that Anna's aunt, it was her birthday yesterday. She is 80 years old, and her son, actually his son's wife, was arranging a lunch for this Sunday for the family and everyone. And they invited us, but we can't go because we have a fellowship with the believers in North Lisbon. And we were kind of sorry because, you know, we like them a lot. And this is a couple, a old couple, Aaron is her husband, that come to spend some, say, spend a week with us here on the summertime, these summer vacations. Only is a old couple, but I even like them a lot. And they raised Hannah in some way when she was young, because she spent a lot of their vacation times with their cousins and them on summertime when they were kids. So it's like a second parents almost, but they are nice people. And Hannah, I believe God worked in her heart, decided for us to go there. And she tell her uncle, her aunt didn't know, but the uncle did know. And we decide to make her a surprise. We will be there and take them out to dinner in Lisbon, nearby where they live. And we arrive there, and Hannah give her a call to wish their happy birthday and everything. And then she thought we were here and we were at their front door, you know. Then we just knock at the door, we get in, and she saw her, and she was like, oh, you're here, and so and so. And then she was even more surprised when we told her that we went going to take them to have dinner. We take them to an Italian restaurant. And it was a very pleasant night. She was not expecting anybody. They have a cake at home to blow the candles. And even more than that, and I believe God work in all these situations, her son bring his wife and kids to just blow the candles with them that night too. And they travel like half an hour. And at the end of the night, everybody was around having a nice time. And she was kind of surprised because she didn't count on it. She couldn't expect it, you know. And that make me think about how God really bless people's heart with situations they don't expect, they cannot count on it. They maybe even not ask for it or believe for it, but that's God's heart, God's love. And as they are dear to us, I believe God extend grace to their lives too. And it was a blessing to see how blessed she was, and how the family were there together. And that was not planned, you know. It was just like, you know, little by little, God work out stuff to be like that, you know. And sometimes it's what make me realize that God has his own ways. And it says that want everything planned before, in advance. God has ways to make things happen, once after the other, you know, and one bring the other. And when we go to people and bless them and love them and do what is available for us to do to make them feel better and pleased, then we can build up upon that good base, you know. And I'm saying not only about God's love, but even in the world, among our, in this case, earthly family, we can be loving and you know, bless their hearts. And it's always a good thing, because that casts out darkness in people's life, sadness and sorrow and stuff like that, you know, because especially when you get old and life is kind of different, you know. When you are young, everything is going fine, and as you get old, some stuff, especially family, can be difficult. But anyway, it was a very nice night we had last night. God worked the situation greatly, and we were blessed by blessing them. They didn't know that we did stuff like that, because it's the way God work in our hearts. But anyway, they know that we are believers, and that we love God, and they receive that from us even without realizing it's from God. But we don't care about it, you know, just loving people and bless them. And whenever this open door, we bring that to God, and that's it. But anyway, it's always nice to do good thing, you know, not good deeds, like, you know, but to bless people's heart and just see the joy and the happiness and how healing that is in people's life, you know. Even would be better if they have it from God directly, but when that's not available, they get it from us, and we know it's from God, because God is the Father of all consolation, which is console us That's so we can console others, consolate others. And that's true. We love people because we are loved. We give because God gave us, you know. We learn to be like God because that's the way God is with us. And that's why I'm so thankful to know this and believe this and act upon this godly ways and things and see the joy of it. And it makes me also realize how blessed God is with us, because he's also blessed of the good he does for us, you know. What I'm saying is, when we do good to someone, that blesses, you know. And so God is blessed because he can do good things to us because we received it from him, you know. We could not have, it's our choice, it's people's choice to receive from God or not. God doesn't impose things he has for us. So whenever we receive from God anything, either love, wisdom, you know, manifesting his power, we are blessing him. He is blessed because he likes to give. But in order for him to give, people have to want to receive it and accept it to receive it. Because God doesn't make anyone, forces anyone to do anything or accept anything. So anytime, each time we receive from God, we are blessing him. And that's very, very interesting to think about it, because God is blessed by giving too. That's why we are blessed when we give. And that's great, because we should look for ways to receive from God and give with God. And that's my sharing. I don't know what...
Just one thing. Okay. To see how big it was, this little gesture, is like, she's 80, she's my aunt, she's my father's sister. As some of you know, my father fell asleep, and 4 months later, the youngest one, the other aunt, fell asleep too. So she's the oldest. And she has, yesterday when I speak to her, she was really, really sad and unhappy.
When you speak on the phone?
Yes, because she was thinking about the brother and the sister, and she does, they had a problem with the other son, they don't speak. So these, they only speak with the younger one. By the way, he's making, preparing a surprise for them next Sunday. So she was really sad and, you know, unhappy, and was saying to me, oh, this is a sad day today. And I was trying to build her up. Don't think about that. Think about the good things. You have your husband. You are together. You are not alone. And she went, oh, I'm so sad that you can, I cannot see you for lunch, but we'll have another day, we'll have another time. So it was so nice that how this little gesture turned everything up, because she never thought about that again. Not even today when she speak to me. She called us some minutes before the fellowship to thank us again. It was a wonderful time. And she was not thinking about the sadness she has. So her heart was healed by yesterday night and today. So it's really nice to see how just some words or something we do can heal and cast away the sadness and the fear and hurt in their hearts. It's really nice. So I don't know if you want to...
No, I'm finished.
Ask.
Yes, I can pass to Marie.
Marie
Carole, please.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you, Anna and Pedro. Excellent.
God bless you guys. That was a wonderful sharing. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Pedro, my two special people over in Lisbon. I love you so much, and I pray for you guys all the time. So thank you for this opportunity. What shall I share? Well, first of all, I just want to say that God is an amazing God. He is so special. He is so great. And he has done so many wonderful things for me in my own life. How he just got me out of stuff from the past as a child. I went through a lot of stuff. But God brought me out. He delivered me and he set me free. And he really does care for each and every one of us. And he's in control. And when he's in control, we've nothing to fear. you know, when we get out of bed in the morning and we just stay focused on God and God alone, and just stay your mind on Him, guys, and feel His presence. It's amazing. I mean, I'm just sitting here tonight with my mom and we're having a lovely time with this fellowship and hearing from you all. It's something that I look forward to every week, but it's not just once a week, but every day we can experience His presence and His love and His might and His power, because we are joint heirs with Christ. And I'm just so thankful to God how He supplies all our needs and how He's really working through my family, even though it's just Mom and I are the ones that fellowship together and we speak in tongues together and we pray together. And my other families, I've got four brothers, no sisters, and I've got beautiful, beautiful nieces and nephews. And, you know, we just pray for them every day, and we see because of our prayers for them, and sometimes we share with them, they get super blessed as well. And I know that God will really bless all of our families because of who we are and how we spend that time and how we minister to people. You know, God is awesome, and without Him, we're nothing, guys. He really is. He truly is a wonderful Father, and He's here to aid us and help us and calm all our fears. And I've just been listening quite a bit to Kim's teaching last week on peace. I'm actually listening to it literally every day, and every day I get blessed by it. I mean, it was just so awesome, because sometimes I lose my peace, but then I stay my mind, I refocus, and I look to God, and I look to God only, and He delivers me. And He keeps me free from anxiety, free from fear, free from freakouts.
Amen.
You know, I just love God so much. And without God, I don't know where I'd be. I really don't know where I'd be. I won't go into it right now, because it'll probably take ages to tell. But I'm just so thankful how He gave me the gift of life, how He formed me in my mom's womb, and how He knew my life before I was even born. He knew our lives, and He's got our backs. We've nothing to fear. We look to God, and we look to God only, with confidence and with boldness, knowing that He's going to deliver, knowing that He's got an amazing plan for each and every one of us. And He is just so pure and so special and so amazing. And it's amazing that we have that power within us. Like, we can go out and we can minister to people, and we can raise the dead, we can heal the sick, we can cast out demons. What I've noticed around my estate lately, there's a guy that's going around in a wheelchair whilst I'm walking to college in the mornings. And I really want to go to that guy, and I want to minister to him, and I want to speak the word to him first and let him know what's available, and let him know that he can walk, because he can. Mm. By the power of God, he will walk. And you know, he passes up and down. I've seen him maybe two or three times, and I always go, "Hi, how are you? God bless." Mom has seen him on the green as well. He's always out there wheeling around. But I really, really believe, and I'm praying to God for the opportunity to go up to that guy, to minister to him, and to see him walk. Because I've seen it happen in Uganda there last Christmas. We were there, Miguel, beautiful brother of mine who lives in Texas. He's fabulous. Lawrence knows him really well. He's great. I don't know if the rest of you have met him, but he's awesome. And we were just at one of the get-togethers in Uganda, and you know, God wanted the lame man to be healed, and he picked up his staff, and Miguel says, "You are healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You can walk." The man got up. He walked, he got rid of his staff, amen, and he was able to walk. You know, It's available. Hey. I mean, it's not... I know I always repeat myself, but if it can happen in Uganda, Nepal, India, it can happen in our own hometowns, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm just waiting for that opportunity to see that guy in the wheelchair, to go up to him and minister to him, and I know he will walk. He will. I'm just totally 100% confident in that, because more and more I'm putting my confidence in God every day. And like, God has really healed me. He's healed my mom. Her eyes are doing really well.
Wow.
She got a report from the doctor that called her a miracle woman. They're saying that she shouldn't be driving by now, or, but she will. She will become completely, she'll have 100% vision, and I really believe that. And I mean, healings are available. God is wonderful. God is all benevolence. He's mighty, and we are seated in the heavenlies. And I just can't wait to see my little town transformed, and for God just to awakening is what I'm waiting for in this town in Thurles. It's a small country town, but I know there will be an awakening, and I know that people are going to get turned on to the word of God. And that's my desire for particularly the ones, the non-believers that I know and love and who I pray for every day. Because, you know, sometimes they come knocking on my door, Marie, we need your prayer, and I pray for them and things come to pass, and they're like, wow, God is good. So I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks that I'll have a few people around our little home here in Thurles, Ireland, and just to get them all involved in the fellowship, because it's so important. And it's my counsel in life is God. I mean, it really is. God is just no darkness in him at all, and he is the very best for us. And we've nothing to fear. And I keep going back to Kim's teaching last week. We have nothing to fear. Just keep that peace. Stay focused on God. And just be blessed, guys. And know that he's in control, and he's got our backs. And yeah, we go through challenging times, and we get knocked down a few times, but it never knocks us out. We just keep going with God and looking to him and speaking tongues much. You know, even if you can't sleep at night, if you wake up in the middle of the night, sometimes I mightn't sleep great. I just speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues, and I wake up, I fall asleep, I wake up, I'm energized, I'm blessed, I'm ready to take on the day. You know, I love God. I don't know where I'd be. I know I repeat myself a lot, but I don't know where I'd be without him. He's just awesome, and I'm thankful for you guys, that we're all family, and I just can't wait to see you all again face to face soon. We'll organize something soon, which would be awesome.
Definitely.
I'd like to do it before I go to Uganda, so I'm just thinking maybe just throwing it out there. Mom and I might visit you guys in Bristol, and whoever else wants to come, you know, we can, me and Mom can book in somewhere near your lovely home, and we can all hang out. I think it'd be good. I'd love to do something like that now before I go to Uganda.
Yeah, we'd love to see you over here. Anyone's welcome, and you're definitely welcome. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, thanks, bro. And my brother Amos isn't on tonight, unfortunately. I think he's doing something in the hospital. But I can't wait to see him in Christmas and just be really blessed with him. And I really believe a lot is going to come out of it. And actually, a friend of mine now who's, well, she does believe in God, but she's a staunch Catholic, Lawrence, so you know what they're like.
No problem. Do you know what, Marie? I want to say, like, you've grown so much. And, you know, your words from, you know, that you speak are powerful, and we can see you on fire. And, you know, we all, like you said, we all go through these challenges, the best of us. You know, we all get these challenges, and it's just orientating ourselves to God. And it just so blessed me to hear how you are going to God. You're looking directly to him. And Amen, he's giving you what you need to do, and he's giving, you know, he's inspiring you by his spirit. He's putting his desires in your heart. You know, you're going to shake up Ireland. You know, you're really going to shake up. I really believe that, you know, and say it every day. You know, you and your God are the majority, and you're really going to shake up where you live.
Inspire me
every time you come on. You just really inspire me. Just like when Kim shares, I always got to share after her. She inspires me. Everyone inspires me on it, because like God is really working, and when he's at work, then man, like devil, watch out. You know, and you're a threat to the devil. You know, and he's scared of you. When you wake up in the morning, he's like, "Oh my God, she's up."
I know, exactly. Yeah, I love that. I love getting out of bed in the morning and shaking the devil up. It's brilliant.
That's awesome. You really bless me very much. Thank you for sharing your heart, darling.
Thank you. Yeah, Mother is blessed here as well.
Bless you, Mum. We love you. And I'm glad to hear that your eyes are recovering and getting stronger every single day.
Yeah, her eyes getting stronger every day. She will be completely... She'll have 100% vision. I know she will learn.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, it's a done deal. Yeah.
And the fact that she's still driving is amazing in itself.
Yeah, Kim, yeah. Definitely. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to share. So thank you, Anna and Pedro. So I would like to throw it over to Christina.
Chrissy, God bless you, darling. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
God bless you, brother.
How are you doing? Mom and I just joined in. I just came back from getting a new battery for my phone, so let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to work.
Yes, it is.
Sorry, Chrissy, you carry on, sweetheart.
Is she there?
Yeah, Mike's muted.
Mike's muted?
Yeah, you going to share, Chrissy, love? If you do, you need to unmute your mic.
I'm sorry?
No, she needs... I was just saying to Chrissy, she needs to unmute her mic. M-I-C? Not
that's
Mike,
okay.
M-I-C.
I've been muted before.
Okay, I don't know whether she's going to share, because...
Hold on.
There she is.
Yeah, go on, Chrissy.
Hello.
There you are.
Thanks for dying to hear from everybody. Yeah. How's everyone today?
We're very blessed, Chrissy.
Very blessed. I'm doing really well, and I'm just as always a pleasure to hear every one of your heart sharings. And I'm not really at liberty to share a lot today where I'm at, because I don't really have a private place, so I'm not going to speak too much.
Yeah.
But we're blessed that you join us.
I know, and I was thinking earlier that I'm just super thankful for y'all, and that I get to log into the call. It's great.
Yeah, it's,
I love you guys.
We love you too, and we're very thankful for you, and we lift you daily, that's for sure.
Oh gosh, thanks so much. That's really important. So do I get to pick somebody?
You certainly do, Chrissy.
How about Mr. Hailey?
Yeah, Kim. Don't forget to mute your mic, Chrissy.
Okay.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. My sharing may not be as elaborate as the others, but I still feel it's important because many people ask me, well, today they ask me, how are you? I said, thank you, I'm well blessed. They don't quite understand that. And then to somebody else, I said, I'm not thoroughly blessed, I'm throughly blessed. We don't have to see if we're blessed. We don't have to look what's looking at us, look at the situation. We know we're blessed. God has blessed us.
No, I think at this stage I'll just have Bedger and
Marie.
Marie, we can hear you, darling. I'll have some fetch too, but could you mute your mic?
Oh.
And I'll have a tipple of Guinness to go with that.
Absolutely. No, I'm just in the middle of cooking dinner, but I can hear y'all.
Okay, yeah. Put your mic on mute.
Put my phone on. Yeah.
Carry on, Kim. Sorry about that. You there, Kim?
Oh, I thought that. I thought the conversation had been hijacked the vegetables, but never mind.
Hijacked by the vegetables, yeah.
Because the first psalm, Psalm 1, it begins, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly or the wicked, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, or he ponders or meditates by talking to himself, is the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates. He's stayed on day and night. If we are stayed on God's word, we really are blessed. And to be stayed has always been equated to me like the little puppy dog when you first get this small pet and it wants to run around and do what it wants and it jump here and around. You've got it in the leash and you make that pet behave and eventually you'll control that dog so it behaves and does, and you teach it how it's supposed to behave, and eventually the little pet will do as it's told, because, you know, it's just like us. We've got to stay our mind on the Lord, and we can do it. There are awful lot of distractions coming at us left, right and centre, but if we can keep ourselves stayed on the mind and to be blessed and to speak in tongues, as Maria said earlier, speaking in tongues does keep our mind straying onto other things, negative things or things of the five senses, and we can do it. So being blessed, it's as the song says, no matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the word is working mightily in me. And the word does work in us, or God works us to will and do of his good pleasure. So if we stand surrounded by an aura of faith, are really going to be defiant, then the forces that try to work against us don't have a chance. Well, a snowball's chance in hell. So to be blessed and to know we're blessed without seeing it in the five senses, it's just great, because the Lord loves us so much. So he wants us to tap into his resources, tap into his provision. It's all available. What are you waiting for? We just have to tap in. So to be truly blessed, I think, is just great. And it's just wonderful that no matter what is going on, we're blessed, the Lord loves us, and we go from strength to strength because of our stand on his word. So that's what I wanted to share with you this evening. So thank you very much, Lee, and I shall now hand it over to Mr. Mike Giorgio.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Hi, everybody.
God bless you, bro.
God bless you.
Another ball.
God bless you.
Sister.
Mr. Harley, that was a great sharing. It's so true that we have to steel our minds. We really do. I don't know how many of you knew Doctor, but I remember him telling us that he had two German short hair pointers. They were hunting dogs. And he said that when he was out hunting, he would have to tell them to track. And automatically, when they heard the word track, they would start looking for the birds in the bush, okay? And he said that there's times that he would have to tell his mind to track.
Hmm.
And we have to tell our minds to track with the word. Just like you said, we have to steel our minds. We have to keep our minds centered on the word of God, because we do have many distractions. Some of them are good distractions, but if they're distracting us from the word, then they're causing us to stray. But the world is designed to keep us distracted, keep us busy, mentally, with our sight, with our ears. I mean, we live in a noisy world. We really do. When we lived in New York, it was really noisy. And that's why I love going to the beach a lot, because as fierce as some of the waves can be, they're still quieting and calming. and the sound of the ocean, the sound of the seagulls, really quiet in my heart. And I find myself speaking in tongues more, speaking with God. I go for a long walks on the beach and just talking to him, sharing my heart as if I was, you know, we're friends, and we are friends. And in doing so, I see maybe a deeper relationship, that deeper fellowship that we were called to. You know, that one-on-one living and vital and real relationship. You know, it's not this God who is up there somewhere. It's this God who is a loving Father in each of us. And the doctor used to say it's a walk. And it is a walk. It's a daily walk. It's an hourly walk. It's a minute-second walk. It's a walk of love, but it's also a walk with holding his written word in our hearts, and at times holding the spoken word that he speaks to us when needed. And my sharing is just to say to Mr. Hiley, just thank you, because that was so right on what you shared. It blessed my heart. And that's all, really.
Amen, brother. That's great.
I don't know who's on, so I don't know who to call.
Would Norman like to share?
Sure. Just been seeing a lot of, I don't want to say little things that God's been doing, but they're big things because they're personal things. Mm-hmm. My family and my daughter's life and my son's life, how God's been talking to them and just... And me and Mike, and how great it is that we moved to this area. And I believe beyond shadow of a doubt that we're supposed to be here. I doubt it. Like a 55 plus community, I'm like, oh God, all people.
Even though we're Kim's old. 55 on this October 7th.
We don't think old, but there's so many people here that I'd say a lot of them are Catholic. I'd say probably the majority. But they're still Christians, and they manifest love and giving, and they're teaching me things about giving and selflessness, and you know, you don't have to know the word front and back to do it. You know what I mean? And I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. Did you tell them about the table?
Oh no!
We got a beautiful oak, solid oak kitchen table for free.
Yeah,
a dining room table, and that was just this week. And then a bunch of other stuff that we just kept getting free stuff.
Wow!
I told my daughter, I said, "This guy doesn't want us to pay for anything." It's wonderful. It's just I'm so blessed.
That's awesome.
You know, the adversary has been attacking us, little spats here and there, and. Every time he does, I just get more convinced that we're supposed to be here, and he's just trying to buy.
Yeah.
He's good at it, really is. So we have to just get better than him. Yeah. And we have Holy Spirit, so it shouldn't be that hard. But that's it.
That's awesome.
I love you guys. I'm so blessed to be a part of this.
Oh, this is so great. And we're so blessed you joined up. I thought, when you didn't join up earlier, and I thought, oh, where are those guys? I see the picture.
Battery charge.
I left the store, and they said it's only pre-charged 50%. Okay. So I rushed home, and I plugged it in right away. I got home just maybe 5 minutes to 3, and I went, oh, my God. It's going to take a while, so I shut it off and I plugged it in, and we waited till I have at least a full battery. Wow. So this one should last.
Amen. We've seen a picture of your daughter. She's absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you. She looks 100% like me. No. a friend of mine, a dear friend of mine, for many years, a believer who came out here to wow. In the 80s, he responded by saying, if she has anything from you, it's probably her feet.
That's funny.
But thank you. Yeah, she really is. She's doubly beautiful inside, and she's intelligent as a whip. And we're really blessed. Father really blessed us with dynamic children.
Wow.
Dynamic children that we never really forced the word on. You know, we did, you know, share principles. We did, you know, share the word at times. But I felt in my heart, for some reason, I didn't want to sit them down and say, you must believe this. You have to follow what we do. You have to. I didn't want them to rely on their mom and dad's Christianity, so to speak. You know, our believing.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, I thought, oh my God, what did I do? You know, I have another Adam and Eve here. but no, I mean, like, they are actually, they're dynamic with the word. And not just, they didn't have the classes we did. They don't have the vast knowledge that we were, you know, handed on a silver platter, so to speak. But they are dynamic in the wisdom of the word, the heart of the word, and they walk with God so dynamically. I mean, like, you know, they say things, and I say, do you realize that was God telling you that?
Wow.
And they just simply said, yeah, I know. You know, we used to go, yeah, but they just simply say, yeah, I know it was. You know, not out of an arrogance, but just of a heart that's fully persuaded that they do walk with, you know, with the Father. They do walk with His Son. And it blesses my heart that where they are now, spiritually, is of a willful heart. You know, like God gave us free will. And we never forced it on them, but they so desire God. They so desire His Word that it's from a willful heart, and that's what really makes me very humble and very thankful. Shut up now.
That's awesome. You love your kids, bro, and it's great that you share it, and you can hear it in your voice. And just like we are with our kids here back at home, we understand.
That's no doubt.
But Feeder's on now. Feeder, would you like to share, darling?
Hello, everybody. God bless you.
God bless you.
I just came in the door and I'm kind of coughing. How is everybody doing?
Yeah, doing great, sweetheart. Having a great night.
Okay. Well, I don't have a whole lot, but something just came to mind, so I'll go with that. There's a young lady that I married maybe about 3 years ago, and she calls me Aunt Vita, but I'm not actually her aunt, but she grew up with my kids, and she always hung out at the house, you know. And she grew up, her mother was in the Holiness Church, you know, but she would always come to the house, and you know how we do, every opportunity we get, we just speak God's word, right, and be those examples to people. So she wanted me to marry her, and which I did perform at the wedding. And her husband is an awesome guy. He loves God so much. You know, he even go out and he does like feed the homeless downtown, and you know, speak God's word to them, pray with them, and you know, do things of that nature and stuff. And I have been sharing with him about how we are the church. You know, we are the body. And every time I do, it's like, oh, you blasphemer, you. I'm like, no. Church, you know, God had, we are the ecclesia, the called out and stuff. So, you know, she, of course, you know, have a lot more accurately divided word because I've been teaching her ever since she was a child, right? Even though her mother is in the was in the holiness type religion. So I said, well, honey, I tell you what. I said, don't even argue with him, you know. Just continue to pray and ask God, you know, ask God to open the door and to show him. So, you know, he I don't know, maybe a month or so ago, he was like, well, why are you not going to church with me anymore as much as you used to. She said, well, I will go. She said, but, you know, I fellowship with God at the home, me and Jacob, because she had a son, excuse me, prior to marrying him. Oh. She said, we have fellowship at home. We study God's word. You know, you all the things you do and hold fellowship, things of that nature. And she called me and she was telling me about us to continue just pray and give it to God, you know, because we can't change people. You know, people have to want it, and God is the one that does that. You know, we just continue to give it to God and pray. And as you know, I told her, this is not a deal breaker. You know, you can't divorce him because he doesn't believe what you believe or speak what you speak, you know. But this is not something to fight over. You know, God is much bigger than our religion. And, you know, he will bless you guys. Just continue to just pray about it and give it to God. Constantly give it to God. So yesterday she called me. She just had surgery. So she's been calling me in the last few days because she told me that she's on pain medicine. So she says she woke up in Bahamas one day and Jamaica the next day. She's just on the beach.
I want some medicine. No.
Right. So I told her, I said, the other day when she called me, I said, why don't you call me when you get back in town? So she called me yesterday and she was just so excited because God finally showed him, you know, where... If that's what he wants to do, that's fine. But we are the church, you know, and he's not calling us blasphemers anymore. But he's the God, you know, showed him, and he see that. He see, you know, how, you know, for the... In a lot of instances, you know, it's about business, right? And he had saw that a lot. And he has a wonderful heart. And when he would try to do things that God was putting on his heart to do, there was always obstacles and things in the way, you know, because it's about business. And you have to, you know, go through all the different channels to, you know, be able to walk with God in religious situations like that. So it just, you know, remind me, you know, once again, because that's something that God is still constantly burning in my heart to get together, put together the marriage thing that he's given me thoughts and ideas and stuff about, and I've been writing about, seemed like forever. It just once again shows me in, you know, with relationships, it's yeah, you know, the marriage and you become one, but even more so, you have to be solid in your relationship with God, you know, before you even think about being in a relationship with someone else. You need to be, first of all, solid in your relationship with God. Because when things like this come up, you know, it's so easily to maybe blame or point the finger at the other person. But when you know who you are in Christ, when you know what God has done for you, when you are mature, more mature in the Word, those things can just roll off of you and you can walk in that love of Christ, you know. I am really beginning to see so big why God, excuse me, y'all. Why God set that marriage example as the example of the body of Christ, because it's always about forgiving. It's always about loving. It's always about kindness. It's dying to yourself, you know? Mm. It's dying to yourself constantly. And that the marriage relationship is the epitome of it. You know, we all are in relationships and we have to do that with each other, but that's the one that you kind of see each other a little bit more than maybe other relationships. That's the one that you're in day and night, right? And you have to, you know, walk in love and forgive and die to yourself constantly and do what the Word says. And it gets to the point that it's like Christ. It's selfless. It's not about me. This is not about me. This is about me living for God and doing the things God wants me to do. So I thought that was pretty cool. I said I didn't have anything to share, but there you go. There you go. So I'm going to
be quiet. God bless you all. It's so good to see you, Mike.
Hey, what's up, lady?
See you guys.
God bless you, sis.
Yeah, so.
I look forward to your post, you know.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been doing as much as I used to. I kind of pulled back a little bit and, you know, just been writing things and trying to put this book together. So when you think about me, pray about that, okay? Because God is just burning it in my. It's something that's burning inside of me, and I'm being lazy. Really, that's just the God honest truth.
I know. Somebody asked me at CFF Ministry to put down to write a small book about testimonies that I've, you know, witnessed or whatever. And I just haven't. I have really been busy, but I mean, I do have the time in between. If I can write something at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, for Facebook, I can write a page or two there. So, you know, I understand, really.
Well, what about, why don't we just encourage each other then?
You got it. Deal.
Brother, love you.
Okay. We'll be, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Lita?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that if God's been putting that on your heart about the marriage thing, that is always needful in the body of Christ. That is not, I think that's just something that we all need.
I fought for a long time because I'm like, I am so not qualified to talk about this subject because I've been divorced twice, right? And God said, you're absolutely right, you are not, but I am. So I'm like, okay.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay, so Jason, would you like to share? Oh, Russell, would you like to share? I've just seen you there.
Good morning.
God bless you.
I should say good afternoon. I had a late star. I had my caregiver come in, and I literally slept another 2 hours.
Wow.
I don't know why, I couldn't sleep. And I don't like taking the sleeping pill, but I did, because I knew I had to have some sleep. All is well, I'm fine. It's a beautiful autumn day in Idaho. I really don't have much to share. I kind of do my sharings like at midnight on Facebook, and I can pick older posts from, like, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, and I try to look for things that will be encouraging. I've got tons of food. I don't even know how I'm going to eat it all. They're sending me more next week. My daughter was here the other day. That was a wonderful blessing. Except somebody lost my ice tray, the one that easily dumps the ice. My other ones, yeah, it takes me like 15, 20 minutes to get the ice out. I like to drink a lot of water. But I'm trying to say, I've had some very encouraging stuff, but I don't want to. I think my wife listens to your stuff.
Oh, that's great.
To get updates on me. So I don't want to talk about her. But she did contact some friends in L.A. last night, which was completely lies. And yet earlier she's texting me wonderful stuff, encouraging my healings and things like that. Well, you know, I've been dropping off, and I'm allowing God. I don't want to even talk to her. I know only Father can keep doing what he has been doing, and it always follows prayer. Prayer happens for what's bugging you or whatever it is. Could be anything. Could be, it doesn't matter. You give it to God, and you allow him to work, and then you'll notice where supplying every prayer request. So that's what I'm learning. Not really too much to report, but thanks for inviting me to speak. And good to see Mike again. And
hey, what's up?
Bless you.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you.
Bless you, Mike.
Add me back on Facebook. I don't know. I've had so many things happening with my Facebook. Maybe I've been hacked. I don't know. What else? Yeah, I had some interesting times, I think, since the last time. I got a call from David Bailey. Do you remember him? From the British group, Agape. Do you remember David Bailey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just got back from Florida. He got stuck in that hurricane down there. I knew he was down there. I was like, you better get out of there, bro. But he did. But we had a really nice chat the other night. And I got to talk to another person in that band who is in my core. Well, both of them are. Ruth Thomas, or Ruth McGee. And we had talking over a year, and she's a wonderful, wonderful. And you know, it's funny, you find these people, they're not really, it doesn't seem like they're any a part of any outreach that you may know of. But when you talk to them, you know they're walking with the Father. And just, it's so wonderful. I'm so thankful. I've had these friends for decades, you know, over 30 years. And I just thank God for them so much in my heart. And there's so many people that I don't even know. A lot of people on this call I really don't know. And of course I could speak kind thoughts for Lawrence. I'm joking. I'm joking. He knows what I'm talking about. He gets so busy, but that's all right. I've gotten used to it. But yeah, it's a cool day. The cat's inside. He doesn't want to go out. It's one of these. Our temperatures dropped from the 90s to like 70s over the past 2 weeks. but all is well. I could just find that ice tray. I let these women come in here and let them take over, and everything gets lost. Everything. So I just gotta find that ice tray. God bless you guys.
Thank you, Ross.
God bless you, Ross.
Thanks for sharing, Jason.
You're welcome.
Over to you, bro.
Hey guys, God bless you in Jesus Christ's name. Full praise to God and full praise to His Son, Jesus Christ. I thank them so much. Because, we're not perfect. It's not the first time. And it's not the first time I've spotted it. And thank God I spotted it after. But, the enemy wants to talk us out of doing what we're supposed to be doing with God every day. And it's just simple. Just live your life, and whether living your life means going to work, or living your life is ministry work, or living your life is going and checking on somebody, or whatever it is, it's living life. And you know, Lord Jesus Christ, He didn't make any religion about it. He just walked around and did what the Father put in His heart to do, and it really blesses me so much. And this week, there's one day. Yeah, I was getting discouraged, disheartened, thinking, with the work and things. And so I just thought, no, right, made a decision. I'm going to this road, that's it. Thank you, Father, you've blessed me in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And I got out there, and by the time my day was done, I was so thankful to God that I went out, because a customer came to the door, and she's a lovely person, single mum. Well, I don't know if she's single or not, actually, but the father's around sometimes, but not always. But they're lovely people. And I've met her dad, and he's got a wonderful heart. But I just briefly chatted to her in the past about believing God and Jesus Christ. She didn't really believe in it, but she didn't dismiss it either. And I just kind of left it where it was. I didn't really thrust anything in that direction. And when she came to the door the other day, cashless, she'd been running around left, right and centre. Her mum's in intensive care. I said, what? Oh, mum's in intensive care. I said, what's wrong with your mum? And she's got this flesh-eating infection. Oh. She's lost the skin off of one of her legs. And you know what my first thought's going to be? God can do something about that. So I said to her, so what have they said they can do about it? She said, well, she gave brief little details and they can't really do a lot. I thought, I know. I said, well, listen, God can heal her. I know he can heal her. Nothing is impossible for him.
Amen.
She was in a bit of a rush. She's got her son indoors. She's cooking the tea, things like this. And she's been rushing around like a breath fly. But she's always positive as well. And that's the thing. And always got a good heart ready to do something for somebody else. So I didn't have much time to say very much to her. I gave her my number. I said, listen, ring me. I said, because this is serious. She said, I said, do you pray about this at all? She said, I have been praying. I thought, great, there's a breakthrough somewhere. At least she's actually acknowledging she could turn to God now. And she said, I've got loads of people from different faiths praying. I said, well, listen, forget the different faiths. I said, you just need God and Jesus Christ. I said, because this is serious. I said, but he can take it to the level past prayer where there's stuff you can do in the name of Jesus Christ, and that can change. And I hadn't been this straight with her before about it, but it's, you know, sometimes it's laying it on the line to people in a loving way so that they can just wake up and listen, grab hold on this. This is your mum's life you're talking about. So, you know, I just shared very, very briefly just a few things, and that was it. It was time to go. And she got my number. She said, I'll definitely ring. So it wasn't till the next day. Well, things were going through my mind that I could have mentioned on the spot, but I didn't. And I thought, well, it was going to be the next day. And I suddenly remembered she didn't pay, so she had to call back for the money. So I called back. This was 2 days ago, so it was yesterday I called back on the evening on my way home. She came to the door, and I could see in her face. I'd never seen her face like that before, where she's feeling it. The stress and the pressure of it, and obviously the concern for her mum, and but she was still positive, she was still friendly, she was still welcoming, and I thought, there's something to this woman, there's something to the whole family. So obviously she went and got the money, and I said, well, listen, and something I meant to say to you, I said, before you go and see your mum next, ring me. I said, because there's things I didn't say to you yesterday. There's so many things I could say to you and share with you. I said, listen, I've seen cancer gone out of, I've lost count how many people. I said, because I've done the thing and God's done the healing. I've done what I've had to do, God's done the rest of it, and he's healed them. Twisted bones just straightened out. You know, someone's skeleton, the whole diaphragm was out of place, and God just straightened it up on the spot. I said, but there's loads and loads more things I could say to you, not just from me, but from people all over the world, where God has healed people and nothing's impossible with him. I said, so I do strongly encourage you to pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ like I do. And, you know, when you go to him, the thing that's in my heart to say to you is don't fear. Don't have any fear when you come to him in prayer, because a lot of people are afraid. I said, so don't have any fear, just be yourself, be as you are, and that's how he's going to answer you. She thanked me very much for the words I'd said the night before that, and reaffirmed that she'd definitely give me a call at some point. I know I mentioned this to Lawrence, I know he's keeping her in his prayers. Her name's Alexa, and her mum's name is Jane. So anytime it comes to your guys' hearts to pray for them, will be a great blessing. So more backup, more to back off the enemy. And like I say, I'm just glad I didn't let things talk me out of working that day. And if I could encourage anything to anyone right now, is don't stop. Just don't stop doing the things you know God's given you to do, because you never ever know. It's not just about having an open door, whoopie do, look what I do. It's about what the needs are for people. And I don't know, only God knows. And if I'm not out there, then I can't. How can God work? How can God go to work? So if I'm out there doing the things I know to be doing, whatever it may be, then I know that if there's an open door, it's going to open. And it can only be God that opens it. But again, it's not for me, it's never a case of wham bam look what I've done. It's always a case of, well, praise God, because that person needs this. And it's the hearts of people that God looks on, and the distress they're in, and he just desires to alleviate people's distress. Even if it's making them more comfortable at the time, or whatever it may be, God always goes as far as he can go, but it's according to what people are prepared to allow in as well. So, but then it's also up to me to be able to say the words that God puts in me at the time I'm there in front of the person, which is what I love about there's no rule book. And you know, it came to mind earlier that every situation is judged on its own merit. So I can't sit down and think, right, I'll say this, I'll say this, I'll say this if this comes up, or I see a situation I might have seen before and I think, oh, I know what to do. No. Well, I do know what to do. I step back and I say to the Father, what do I do? Unless he's already put it in my heart, and I know he's already put it there. But, you know, we've all got this Holy Spirit. We've all got this power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. We've got the same power in us, the same authority, the same ability. We can confront any sickness. We can confront death itself. We can confront any devil spirit. It doesn't matter, because it all comes from the pit of hell in the first place. And we've been plucked up out of all that and placed into the kingdom of heaven. And heaven, kingdom of heaven is also within us. So all that power is within us that Jesus Christ walked with when he just spoke it. You know, the guy at the pool, what was the name of the place where people go into the water and at a certain time?
Siloam? Pool of Siloam, I think.
Siloam, I think. And there's a guy there with his bed there, and Jesus Christ was just walking along. He didn't like write down because I'm going to go to the pool of Siloam and see a guy there, blah, blah, blah. Maybe God revealed certain information to him, maybe he didn't, but we only know he was going along and he spotted this guy. And he said, you know, why can't you get in the water? Well, somebody else always beats me to it. He said, I've got nobody to lift me in. So what did Jesus do? Oh, that's so sad. I feel so sorry for you. Let me get some guys to help out. Or did he lift him in? No, he didn't. He just said six simple words. Pick up your bed and walk. That was it. Go on, pick up your bed and walk. I bet he was so loving when he said it. What did the guy do? He picked up his bed and walked on the Sabbath. Oops. You know, you're not supposed to do that on the Sabbath day. Yeah, Sabbath is an agenda. It turns so much into an agenda, doesn't it? And not just Sabbath, but the Sabbath mentality can be any time. Oh, should I do that? Yeah. Should I do this? Well, the best way to find out is check with God. Do you want me doing this? Is this a good idea? And if he says no, then it's no. But if he says, yeah, go for it. How do I do it? And then it just gives you all the information you need. Peter and John at the Temple Gates Beautiful with the cripple. Man, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I'll give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Same thing as Jesus did. He spoke. They spoke to the person and said, just get up and walk. You're healed. It's done. And we didn't see them pray. We didn't read about them praying about it. When I minister healing to people, though, I do give thanks first. But I do it to give thanks to God that it's done, and so that people can hear that this is real. And you know, the blood of Jesus Christ goes through people and just heals them. It's fantastic, it really is. That's my pretty much the deal for me this week. Other than that, I found some waterproofs recently. I've gone through countless pairs of waterproof trousers and coats over the years with my job, and a lot of the time it was secondhand stuff. But even with the brand new, sometimes it just wears out. It's not the same quality as they've advertised. But I know a guy in a shop, a Prince Setter shop, and I used to work with him years ago at the MOD site, actually, at Bristol. And his family run this Prince Setter shop, and whenever I go in there, he gives me a little deal, like knocks off the VAT or something like this. Only because of our connection from years ago. So I've been after these really strong pair of waterproofs that you don't have to wear trousers underneath if you can avoid it, and a decent jacket to keep all the weather conditions off. And this was a couple of weeks ago. I went into the shop and he spotted the perfect pair of trousers and the perfect jacket, and I had seen anything like this for years. I think I paid about £70 for both. The jacket's worth something like 80 quid brand new, and the trousers are worth 40 odd pounds. So God just really blessed me. And I went and picked that lot up this week. God's doing stuff, and he is awesome. He is amazing. And with regard to the peace and how easy it is to lose your peace sometimes, well, yeah, we've all got moments like that at times. We wonder why is it I'm flying and then I'm not flying. Why is it I'm where you're on top and then suddenly ding, the old man nature crept in or something like this. It's it happens to every single human, every single believer, definitely. And my heart goes out to the unbeliever because they haven't got a clue. I just thank God that we've got a clue, and we've got a daysman, a kinsman redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, without him, what connection have we got with God? Who knows where we'd end up being. So you know, I'm very, very thankful for that. And he looks past our mistakes. He doesn't hold anything against us. It doesn't matter what we've done wrong. He doesn't look at it. He just looks at us and says, okay, you're going to get back up now? You're going to hold my hand again? Are you going to live under my shelter, under my wings again? Are you going to come back under? And that's our Father, that's our God, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ that paid for that for us. And I'm going on and on and on now, so... That's it for me for tonight, folks.
That's all, folks.
Yeah.
What's up, Buck?
What's up,
Buck?
Thanks for listening. And thanks for your testimony as well. I got really blessed.
That was awesome, Jason.
So,
thank you.
Thank you. And I'll pass it back over to Lawrence now.
Okay, well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And it's been such a great sharing from everyone's hearts, and from celebrating people's 80th birthdays, for being with them, loving them, blessing them, encouraging them, praying for our families, fighting for our peace. You know, we've just got such a powerful life if we just recognize and tune our minds to God, you know, like that. We just orientate ourselves to God every day, every second of the day sometimes. We might have to really fight for that peace, because the enemy is out to steal, kill and destroy. But that peace is when we're, you know, we got that mind of Christ on, that we our thoughts are set on things above. It's not set on the things that are going on around us, the situations, what we can get, what we can't get, what we do have, what we don't have. But really is our focus is God. And this week's been quite a great week for me in many different ways, and I've been speaking with many different people, ministering on the internet, or just through typing, different people around the world, and as they've messaged me, and I don't answer everyone. It's just as God leads me by His Spirit, and I'm like, Father, what do you want me to do? And if nothing comes, and I don't do nothing, and but when it comes, it comes. And so I want to be led by God. I don't want to be led by my senses or my emotions. And you know, if we think about, if you look at the life of Jesus Christ, having a day, spending your time thinking about a day in the life of Jesus Christ, you know, the things, the challenges that he went through. What about when his cousin John the Baptist's head was chopped off? Okay, his head was chopped off, and everyone come to him. Look, you know, he found out the news, he was sad, but he still carried on ministering. He kept his focus. We was talking about staying your mind. Marie was sharing about, you know, that she stays her mind with God. And, you know, and God says that when we stay our mind in him, he'll keep us in that perfect peace. So no matter what the storm is around us, we can have that perfect peace with the Prince of Peace, because we got the Prince of Peace living on the inside of us. We got the mind of Christ. And, you know, then I also thought about Paul. If you think about the Apostle Paul, he was stoned to death, you know, and the believers raised him up. He was left for shipwrecked. He was abandoned, everything, you know, and he was still focused with the Father. So no matter what situations you might find yourself, whether they're mental challenges, emotional challenges, physical challenges, you know, when you just keep yourself orientated to God, then that peace can be there. That peace can seep through the fear, the worries, the doubts, the unbelief. Sometimes, you know, I get these emotions of feeling very lonely, you know. You know, the kids are all grown up, they've gone off, and then, you know, when Kim goes out just for a few hours, I feel lonely, man. I'm thinking, man, Father, what is this desperation in me? And I recognize it's an attack from the enemy, because really I've got a living relationship with my Heavenly Father. And so I just orientate my mind to God, you know, and I set my thoughts there. He says he will never leave me or forsake me. And God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he not said it? And shall he not make it good? You know, and that presence of God then comes through. You know, so sometimes you might feel like you're lost, you haven't got vision, you haven't got direction. And, you know, our minds come off focus when we have no direction, when there's no vision, and when there's no purpose. So God wants you, like this is what God's just working in my heart right now, is that what is your direction? What is your vision? What is your purpose? We got this wonderful Skype fellowship together, but there should be more than just this Skype fellowship. You know, God doesn't just want us to meet on the internet. You know, he wants us flesh to flesh, face to face. And, you know, so we got to set our visions high. And that's why sharing your desire is a very wonderful thing. Not only are you giving voice to what you want to see accomplished with God, the desires that you've got to live for God is what he's put in your heart. He's put desires and thoughts and dreams in your heart, and no matter where you are in your walk right now, what's going on, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, whether you feel lonely, God has got a plan and he's got a purpose, and he is going to fulfill it through his Son Jesus Christ. All he needs you to do is stay focused. Right, so go to God. Father, what is your vision? What is your purpose for me? Yes, I know it's to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers. I know that. But it's more than that. It's more than just that. God wants that relationship with you where he can speak directly to your heart. we need to kind of take our focus and really zoom in. I just got my son blessed me with a camera, and I've been doing some little bit of photography as a little sideline hobby. And I'm basic learner, but I'm learning. I'm getting there, and now I'm turning professional. My confession. I will put them on, and you can tell me what I can do. So you can give me some advice, you guys. But with the camera, you've got to have the right focus if you want to get a clear picture. If you want to get a clear vision, you need to be focused with the Heavenly Father. Zoom in. Father, what do you want me to do? What is your direction for my life? What is my purpose as a son? Look, God has ordered our steps. He's ordered our steps in His Word to move for Him, to speak for Him, to speak by the power of God that He's placed in us. And we've been delivered. In Colossians it says we've been delivered from the authority of darkness. Look, Satan has not got nothing on you, only what you allow him.
Amen.
Don't allow the lies, the negatives, the emotions, the feelings, the circumstances to seep or penetrate through that hedge of protection that's around you. And speaking in tongues, like really speaking tongues, that is talking to God. That's perfect prayer, perfect praise. Go for a walk, get yourself energized. Just go for a walk. If you need to go for a walk, God sends me over to the fields at the back of my house. And I'm like, why am I going over here? And it was just speaking tongues. And then I get flooded with thoughts, ideas, inspiration. When I'm out there in those fields with those trees around me, I haven't got the distraction of the home, of the dogs, of the wife. Not the wife. Of the dogs or anything. I've got no distraction. I'm in an environment where I can be still, get my thoughts focused, and then be still and know that He is God. I was sharing with Jason. I met Jason up in the week, and I was just saying, we are so blessed. We really are very blessed, but it's just where we orientate our minds. And that we can, you know, do the things, like God wants us to really enjoy our lives. It, you know, even though there will become challenges, He doesn't want you to struggle and strain. He's given you authority. Okay, and He just wants you to go to Him. He wants you to give Him your desires. He wants you to give Him your problems. He says, be anxious for nothing. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we're to let our request be made known unto God. Then it says, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure. You know, that Philippians 4:8. You know, that's what we think on. We think on those things and we confess those things. In Habakkuk, before we go to I want to go to Habakkuk, but I want to read this and remind you. Luke 4:18 says, the Spirit of the Lord, this was Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. There's too many believers walking around with a broken heart when it's already been healed. And it is because they allow the distractions, traditions of men, to get their focus off God. The fountain of living water, the living God, who is actively at work in your life and in your heart. It says in Philippians 2:13 that He works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He puts the dreams, the desires, the vision. And that's what we need to follow. Not our own ideas. That's why we need to be still. That's why we need to stay our minds on God. And when we do that, that's when that peace starts to manifest. The peace that we're talking about is the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, not the worldly peace. It's that inside job from being led by God, from speaking in tongues, from meditating upon His thoughts, having His thoughts dwell in your heart. And it doesn't matter what anyone says about you, negative or positive, you are what God says you are. You are righteous. You are justified. You are sanctified. You've got the ministry of reconciliation. You are more than conquerors. You are victorious. God always causes you to triumph in Christ Jesus. God always makes a way to escape where there seems no way. The world will tell you, the devil will tell you, there's no way out of this situation. You're stuck here forever now. That's it. I've got you. It's a lie. You know, if I hear any bad news, I refuse to accept it. I refuse to let it dominate my thinking. So you are in control of what you allow to seep in into your heart, into your mind. Don't give it a second. Refuse the fear. Refuse the negatives. Also, if any, you know, another big thing where the enemy can come in is when we badmouth another believer. Oh my gosh, just don't do that. If you're doing that, quit it. I don't know why God's put that in my heart to say, but just quit it. Russell, just quit it. You know, keep your mouth shut, but say what God says. Allow him to energize in you. Allow God to energize you. And it starts with the speaking in tongues. It starts right there. Just get your mind focused. Forget everybody else. You've got to really get yourself in that place with him, because you have that direct access to him, into the holies of holies. Okay, prayer is very powerful. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, says God, and show you great and mighty things which you know not. God says, call unto me. He doesn't say call any your brother or your sister in Christ. He says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you mighty things which thou knowest not. We gotta become God dependent. Now, when God directs your heart to go to a brother or sister of Christ, just like God directed Job's heart to pray for his friends, when God directed Job's heart and Job was obedient, when he prayed for his friends, what happened? His friends got deliverance. Just because you might see a need doesn't mean to say that you got to run to jump and meet that need. You go to God first. Father, what do you want me to do? Wait for his direction. Wait for him to show you. That's love. That's loving God first. Then you can love the person if God's directing you to them. God knows how to meet your need very perfectly. He's very aware of everything that's going on. Okay, there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. You are in Christ, guys. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, you are in Christ. Just read Romans 8 properly. Ask God to open it up to you. You'll see that if you've got the Spirit of God, you are in Christ. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from that law and sin and death. The enemy has got nothing on you, only what you allow. And your words will let you down every time if they're not the words from God. You know, it says in, I did mention Habakkuk, didn't I? I just wanted to quickly look there because I wanted to remind you. Like I say, our minds come off focus when we don't have a vision. Proverbs says, where there is no vision or revelation, the people wander aimlessly. A revelation from God of what he wants, where he wants to lead you in your walk with him. And in Habakkuk 2, verse 1, it says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved, right? Listen, just wait for God to speak. We think we know what to do at times. I know the word, I've been in the word 70 years. No, I know Hebrew, Greek, backwards and forwards. I know what to do. No, you don't. That's just your sense knowledge. Okay, let God show you what to do. He is speaking today, if only you listen. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted amongst the heathens. He's exalted amongst the unbelievers when you are still. That's when the labourers come. Because we're not trying to do it from our own strength, our own effort, our own ability. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Wait on God. And that doesn't mean just to stay sat in your seat, lay in bed or whatever. You do the things that God puts in your heart daily to do. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Listen, when that answer comes, it's going to be coming so quick. When you're waiting to go on holiday, you might be 3 or 4 weeks away and it seems like forever. But when that day comes, man is there. And you're like, yeah, let's go. It says, first of all, behold his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Mm-hmm. If someone's soul is lifted up in him, it's because he's proud. Thinks he knows it all, or she thinks he knows it all, think they got it all together. No, God is the one that's got it all together. Let's give him the praise, let's give him the glory by allowing him to work. And God is really at work. Listen, I believe in this Skype fellowship, God is really speaking through all of us, through all of our mouths and working in our hearts. The subjects, the topics, the things that have been talked about, don't just hear it, but do it. Do the things that is touching your heart from what you're hearing. That's what you're responsible to do, right? Not the whole thing, but the bits that touch your heart. What God is speaking to you right now through the words that have been spoken through this whole Skype fellowship, there be things that touch your heart. God says, go and do that. Write it down. Go and do it. Write it down in your heart, in your mind. You can also physically write it down. It's good. I make notes as well. Things that inspire my heart and mind. But that was just what was in my heart. And I'm really blessed because, you know, God is a God of deliverance. And, you know, as we stay our mind on him, he will keep us in that perfect peace. Not the peace in the world, but the spiritual peace from the fruits of the Spirit, which is cultivated when you are being led by the Spirit of God. If you're lacking joy, lacking peace, if you're lacking what it says about the fruit of the Spirit, it's because you're doing it by your senses and not being led by your Spirit, by the Spirit of God. It's very simple. But there's something I want to just shift now and stop sharing what I was sharing. But there's something I want to read you. I got it through the post, and I think I must have signed up to something to receive this letter. And it's just a little sharing, and it's to do. We've been, the last couple of times, I think Kim mentioned, Heidi mentioned about giving. And then the following week, Jason mentioned about giving. And I was inspired to mention on it after they shared. But this blew my mind that come through the dogs. It shows me an indication that we are on track with what God is speaking in the church, right? The church of God isn't just our little Skype fellowship. There's a big body of Christ out there. And this really blessed me. So it was a letter from Andrew Womack, believe it or not. And I must have signed up and it's come through to me. So, because I've listened to some of his teachings, which is very good. But it's called Financial Stewardship. And it blew me away. Now, I'm just going to read a portion of it to you because it's a real blessing. It says, did you know there is more written in the Bible about finances than on heaven, hell, prayer or faith? Jesus talked more about this subject than any other. So it's obvious that the stewardship, he's not talking about getting abundant, he's talking about stewardship, that the stewardship of money is very important to God. However, there is an anti-prosperity teaching attitude in the church today, even though most of the people with this attitude want to prosper as well. You know, when I teach on healing, it's not so I can be healed. I'm already walking in divine health. Likewise, when I teach on financial stewardship, it's not because my financial benefit, that my finances benefit, but yours do. Jamie and I, that's his wife, love you and just want to see you walking in the grace of God, full of faith, healthy and prosperous. Faith comes from hearing and hearing God's word. And faith for prosperity comes from hearing teachings on prosperity. You need to know what the scriptures say about prosperity. Financial stewardship is probably one of the most misunderstood subjects in the Bible, yet it's one of the most important. Jesus said in Luke 16, verses 10 to 11, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in least is unjust also much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? In other words, this is what he goes on to say, if you aren't faithful in the area of finances, the least area of faithfulness, you won't be faithful in the greater areas. Some people aren't healed because they never develop their faith in the area of finances. Don't misunderstand. I'm not saying that you buy your healing, but there are people who aren't seeing their healing manifest because they never trusted God in that which was least. Luke 16:10. That may not be true in every case, but it is often the problem. This is the starting place. You can't skip this. Many people believe the money they have belongs to them. After all, they earned it. They scrimped and they saved. They may have been working two jobs to make ends meet. They worked for it, so it must be theirs, right? Wrong. Your bank account may be in your name, and you may have the title to your car or the deeds to your home. But God is the one who gave you the ability to prosper. Before you can become a good steward, before you can be a good steward of your finances, you must recognize God is your source. He gave you your life, your breath, your talents, your abilities. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he is that gives thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day." Notice, God doesn't give us wealth directly. He gives us the power or the ability to get wealth. Whether you realize it or not, God is the source of your prosperity. He gives you an anointing that enables you to prosper. The real asset is not the money, not the house, not the car, not the physical tangible things. It is the anointing from God to produce wealth. The real asset is the favor of God. Money isn't prosperity. Money is the byproduct of prosperity. Many Christians fall into the trap of measuring prosperity by the number of things they have. Being prosperous is relying on God as your source. When we understand that God is the source of all our blessings, it's easy to realize that we are stewards of all that He gives us. One definition of steward is a person who manages the affairs, especially the money of another person. If you understand financial stewardship properly, it will enable us to be a blessing to others. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. The reason God makes grace abound toward you is so you abound. Give to every good work. The real motive behind finances shouldn't be to get, it should be to give. This is a critical point. Many people who reject teachings on biblical prosperity do so because they see it as a selfish or greedy. They say, I've got enough, I may not be rich, but I have a roof over my head and basic needs to cover. I don't want or need any more. But that is a selfish attitude. If you have all you need, trust God for more so you can help others. The thing that says, I've got enough, forget everyone else, is truly selfish attitude. We need to prosper, not so we can have more, but so we can be a bigger blessing. I've been called by God to raise up Charis Bible College, which is transforming lives by the thousands around the world. And our graduates will go to the four corners of the earth to take the gospel as far and deep as possible. It's a big vision, and I can't do it alone. It takes a lot of money to accomplish this. That's why I pray that you will prosper unto every good work, 2 Corinthians 9:8. That's what financial stewardship is all about. I'm not able to cover everything I want to say on this topic, he goes on to say, and then he goes on to promote his stuff, his teachings. But check it out, he's got some good teachings on it, and it'll give you understanding. You can go to his website. He's got like a whole series on it about financial stewardship, and I you know, I'm going to listen to some of it because I think it may be beneficial and a blessing. So I encourage you to do the same, but mostly listen to God and do what he puts in your heart. Well, that's the end of my sharing. I'm going to stop now and stop the recording, then hand it over to Kim. So just bear with me a minute.